Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:38 British Summit, or Greenwich Mean Time, excuse me, October 7th. And one day after the US election, and Barack Obama has been re-elected, the Republicans have held the House of Representatives and the Democrats have held the Senate, so the status quo is maintained. And whereas you have President Obama in his victory speech speaking about reaching across the divide in order to find compromise, and John Boehner talking about the possibility that the Republicans would be willing to accept some tax hikes in return for concessions in spending cuts or other considerations, then they are starting to make nice. But there is still the grave question as to what's going to happen with the fiscal cliff, and particularly the Bush tax cuts, and what is going to happen in terms of capital gains with dividends and in investments. So these are real considerations for U.S. domiciled investors. And since the jump in the capital gains is so extreme, then people are starting to look at this and they're getting really rather emotional. And what we've seen today is a large degree of whipsaw action. So while in Asia this morning it was really quite positive and the ASX was stronger by 0.75%, it's back above 4,500. It's unlikely to hold that in here tomorrow. But it's still quite a way away from its 200-day moving average, and that really does remain a touchstone for the index. And when one looks at the rest of Asia, then the outlook is really quite firm. And particularly on the currency front, the Taiwanese index has found support. The Korean index, which has been among the weakest in the region, found support in here today. Well, found the support a couple of days ago and improved upon it today. And what's perhaps more noteworthy is that the Korean won has been strengthening very persistently all through the last month, even as the stock market declined. It would suggest that there's still demand for the currency, and a similar story for the Taiwan dollar, but also the Singapore dollar, and the Singapore index was quite firm in here today, and it's being led higher by the banking sector, and that's been the case in Singapore for a while, and that's really quite a positive. So they're unlikely to remain immune from the type of selling pressure and volatility that we've seen in Western markets. But those are the markets where there is really strong fundamentals, and any kind of significant drawdown is likely to represent an entry opportunity for those markets. And in Europe today, the majority of markets were down, and the FTSE in particular had a very large downward dynamic, and it was a real outside day because it was up in early trading and then reversed the entire decline and finished down over 1.5%. So that caps the advance in the short term, and it signals that the 6,000 area is likely to remain an area of support at least for a while longer. Additional follow through tomorrow would take it right down to the other side of the range, and if it was a day like today, it could even see it break below the 200-day moving average. So today was a very large down day, and we'll have to see whether there's additional follow-through. And because of this heightened emotionality, it's difficult to make really concrete assertions as to what exactly is going to happen. It's probably going to take another few days for the news to filter through and for people to get a real sense of what it is that they're going to do. And when we look at the S&P, it finished out the day at 1394, so it was down nearly 34 points and unwound the advance that it's put in over the last week in a day, and that represents a decline of 2.37%. And the $1,400 area was the first area of potential support, and it's closed below it in here today. So now is the question, is there going to be a countermanding upward dynamic? And This extends the corrective phase that has been evident for the last 6 weeks, and that progression of lower rally highs from the September peak remains in place, and it will have to be broken in order to suggest that demand is returning to dominance in here. Certainly the size of the downward dynamic countermands the rather positive tone that was on the market yesterday. And it's a similar story with the Dow Jones, and the Nasdaq was down almost 2.5% in here today. And when we look at other asset classes, gold was relatively steady and following that very large upward dynamic yesterday, and that is really quite positive. Silver was down about 25 cents, so it gave up a little bit more of yesterday's advance. But provided that gold continues to hold here in the region of 1700, then the benefit of the doubt can continue to be given to the hypothesis that we're in the accumulation phase of this consolidation, and we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And whereas gold was relatively steady, oil was really quite weak, and it was down over $4 on West Texas Intermediate and $4.29 or $4.30 on Brent crude. And what was looking like a potential downside failure yesterday is looking like an extension of the breakdown in here today. The yesterday's upward dynamic was completely unwound, and we can probably give the benefit of the doubt to some additional downside in here. That removes an increasing headwind from the global economy, and it would be really quite positive if we saw oil prices coming back even further. And in the currency markets, as I mentioned, the Asian currencies have been particularly firm, and the Asian dollar index has pushed right up to the upper side of its range, but it would have to break out to suggest that demand is returning to medium-term dominance. And the dollar was also a bit firmer in here today. It was stronger today by about 45 ticks against the euro. And the yen, which has been holding above, or the dollar, which has been holding above the 80 yen level for the last week or two, closed very slightly below it in here today. And it looks like we're going to have some increased volatility in the currency markets. And in the treasury markets, US treasuries rallied by almost 2 full points and closed out the day at 150.04. And if it improves on that position in here tomorrow, then it will have broken the progression of lower rally highs, and then one would have to give the benefit of the doubt to some additional upside. So we've had this really quite heightened volatility in here, and when we look back at these types of activities previously where we've had a big decision, then it does take a few days for the emotions to settle down, and this whipsaw environment isn't going to last indefinitely. And what people will really be looking at, and they seem to be coming at it really rather early, is just what's going to happen with the fiscal cliff. Because if the Bush tax cuts are allowed to expire, then that is going to represent a significant tax implication for investors in particular. And there will be really a pressure on some people, particularly if they've got large paper profits, to take some of those profits before their tax liability takes a big jump in January. So the sooner that we get some clarification on exactly what is going to happen, the better it will be for markets. What is important is that this is very much a technical issue, and it will have run its course by the end of the year. And today's the 7th of November, and that's probably about 7 weeks. And once it has run its course, then the fundamentals of the various companies that are subject to declines at present will start to come through. And that could also start to happen well ahead of that deadline, because the market has already been deteriorating for a month. And the corporate balance sheet situation is really firm, quite firm. And that would suggest that even though we're in this very emotional state, the point at which value comes back as a perception among investors will of course differ for different stocks, but it's not that far away, particularly in the autonomy class or in the dividend aristocrats or in any of those companies that are really leveraged to the growth of the global consumer. So what we're seeing right now is a buying opportunity, and it is something that we will be monitoring very, very closely. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.